Welcome to a Search CRM podcast. Today, we'll be discussing tips for using speech analytics technology to uncover hidden customer information. Speech analytics is one of the fastest growing technologies in the call center, but it's useless if not used with best practices. In this podcast, we've turned to Donna Fluss, founder and president of DMG Consulting, to get her take on speech analytics. DMG Consulting specializes in customer-focused business strategies, operations, and technology services, and Donna is a recognized thought leader and innovator in the call center and real-time analytics markets. Hi, Donna. Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure to be here.
What is the most promising aspect of speech analytics for call center managers?
Amanda, almost all transactions received by contact centers are unstructured today. This includes phone calls, emails, chat sessions, faxes, SMS, etc. This also includes the inputs from social networks, Twitter, blogs, bulletin boards. Speech analytics, which addresses voice-based interactions, and real-time analytics, which handles all the text-based transactions, are able to capture and convert these discussions into metadata that can then be used to understand customer needs, wants, and insights. Speech analytics is a relatively new concept for contact centers. It gives them a way to capture and leverage customer information for the benefit, first and foremost, of the customers, then for the contact center and the greater enterprise. Basically, everything about speech analytics today is promising.
So, outside of the call center, what areas of the company can benefit the most from speech analytics? Are there benefits for sales or marketing?
There are benefits for many, many areas within the enterprise. The contact center is the primary user of speech analytics today because it's where it's implemented and where the calls are captured. Contact centers predominantly use speech analytics to identify the reasons people call. This is referred to as root cause analysis. It's used to reduce operating expenses by reducing call volume. It's used to improve the effectiveness of the quality assurance process. This is called precision monitoring. It's used to increase first call resolution rates and reduce customer attrition. These are just a few of its more common uses. While the benefits and contributions that come from just these uses are so high that speech analytics implementations generally pay for themselves in 6 to 9 months, the more significant benefits for enterprises with higher upside potential comes from using them for sales and marketing. Marketing can and should use speech analytics to identify competitive challenges, customers at risk of attriting, and to collect new product ideas. All information that customers freely share with call center agents, which is not captured or leveraged today in most call centers because they don't have the tools and the agents don't have the time to write it down. Sales should use speech analytics to identify specific customer needs and wants. This will include upsell and cross-sell opportunities as well as new products. For example, many customers literally tell agents exactly what they want to buy. If it's a chair, they'll even tell them the color of the chair. Speech analytics can capture this information and make it available for product management, who can then make the products for the sales organization to sell. Lastly, emotion detection, which is a component of speech analytics, can be used to identify the most ideal way to service and sell to customers by helping understand each customer's emotional profile. This will allow call center agents to better relate to customers, creating a personalized experience which will increase sales and the overall customer experience.
So, Donna, what's your number one tip for using speech analytics?
Amanda, I am so glad you asked that question, and I'm going to give you two. My number one tip is to advise users and prospects that it's going to take a significant amount of work on their part to get the results that they want from speech analytics. These are very complex applications and need a great deal of attention and care. This is not something that you put in and it just runs. It requires ongoing care and updating, which is referred to as tuning. The second tip is that speech analytics has the potential to provide enterprises with highly valuable information, but for the organization to realize the benefits, the findings must be actionable, which means there needs to be a way to rapidly share and apply the findings throughout the company. This is an issue of change management and politics, and it is extremely tricky.
So what aspect of the technology would you say is the most underused?
Amanda, this totally depends on the company. However, keeping speech analytics just in contact centers and not rolling it out to sales, marketing, and operations would and does result in great underutilization. And unfortunately, we see this in quite a few organizations, but it is starting to change. Not using speech analytics to identify at-risk customers is another example to contact centers, as there is only so much cost that can be cut out of a service organization, but the potential for revenue gain is almost unlimited.
So as with any technology, speech analytics requires work in order to make it effective. What are some things companies need to keep in mind to make speech analytics successful?
Amanda, exactly what you just said. Number one, it will take a significant effort to make the application work, and in most cases, it's a good idea to dedicate an analyst to the process on an ongoing basis. Many of the vendors will tell you that this isn't really necessary, and they're telling you this because the reality is it's not necessary, but it's extremely helpful. The more care you put into the application, the more you tune it, the more you pay attention and enhance the results and enhance what it is you're looking for, your search criteria, the better the results. Number two, it's important to set up processes that allow the findings to be shared with relevant organizations on a timely basis. This is often one of the more difficult aspects of using speech analytics.
Can you talk a little bit about emotion detection? It sounds really cool, but is it actually helping companies better understand their customer needs?
Emotion detection is cool and has great potential for helping enterprises with a whole variety of different activities. For example, in the UK, there's an agency that is using emotion detection to identify people that are attempting to file false claims. The emotion detection software identifies the high-risk callers and sends these calls to live agents to be verified instead of just taking the information on an automated system. Emotion detection can also be used to identify customers with heightened levels of emotion, meaning customers who are really unhappy or angry. This can allow a company to resolve a problem before the customer gets off the phone, which is a major goal for organizations. Lastly, emotion detection can be used to identify the emotional profile of a caller so that a company can find the right agent with a matching emotional profile to sell or service to this customer. And these are just a few of its uses today in the marketplace.
Okay, great. Can you give some examples of how companies can use speech analytics for cross-selling and upselling opportunities? Have you seen this in use?
Yes, I have seen speech analytics used for upsell and cross-sell, and there are multiple ways in which it is being done. The first way is in a reactive mode, which is generally how it's done today. When calls are analyzed, and that generally happens on a next-day basis, customer needs are identified, the company reaches back out to the customers and makes them offers. Or the organization listens to customer needs and then builds new programs to address these needs. An example is identifying new travel packages based on specific requests made by customers during a customer service or sales conversation. Now, the better way to do upsell, cross-sell is in real time. It's to use speech analytics to identify and address customer needs in real time while the customer is still on the line. There are some modules that have been created for this, but I've not yet seen them in action.
So companies are really hesitant to spend money in this economy. How will speech analytics actually help them make more in the long run?
Amanda, in quite a few ways, and it contributes to both sides of the cost equation, and that's part of the excitement about speech analytics. Speech analytics helps companies reduce contact center and enterprise operating expenses. It also helps to reduce customer attrition. But it also increases revenue by identifying what customers want to buy and finds new product ideas. The reason is because customers tell call center agents what they want, and speech analytics captures and converts this information into metadata that then can be further analyzed. In one travel company, for example, speech analytics identified 5 or 6 new travel programs. 2 of them were monetized, and within just a few months, translated into hundreds of thousands of dollars of incremental revenue. And as importantly, really happy customers because the organization was giving them exactly what they asked for.
So, in your opinion, will the customer experience improve if companies deploy speech analytics, and how exactly?
Well, it should. But this is going to depend on how it's used and, very, very importantly, whether and how the findings are applied. If speech analytics helps customers get what they want, when they want, the way they want, where they want it, then it's going to improve the customer experience. Speech analytics is capable of making contributions to many activities that improve the overall customer experience, including ones that you don't expect. For example, when we use speech analytics to improve script adherence, what we're doing is improving the call quality. When we use speech analytics to reduce call volume, what it's really doing is helping to identify issues that cause customer unhappiness and allowing us to fix those problems and eliminating the need for customers to call. When we use it to reduce the average handle time, we're also improving the call quality. So there are many obvious and not so obvious ways in which speech analytics is improving the customer experience today.
So customer retention obviously is very important all the time, but even more so in the current economy. Have you seen any companies using speech analytics to reduce or avoid customer churn?
Absolutely. Organizations are using speech analytics to reduce customer churn today. Customer attrition ranges from approximately 5% to 30% for most organizations, and I've seen it go as high as 80%, and you know, where is that? You know, obviously the telecoms. During a recession, it becomes even more difficult to find new prospects, which makes it critical to hold on to existing customers. Speech analytics has been used in the telecom industry, for example, to proactively identify at-risk customers so that they can be addressed before they close their account. As a matter of fact, we have a case study about that right on our website. It's also being used in other industries to identify at-risk customers.
How can companies use speech analytics to gain a competitive edge?
Amanda, this is a great last question. This is easier than it seems, and why there's so much excitement about speech analytics. The short answer is to use it. Use speech analytics to identify productivity enhancements, operational challenges, quality issues, competitive challenges, customers at risk of attriting, new revenue opportunities, for finding new product ideas, and the list just goes on and on. And very importantly, apply the findings on a timely basis and make the necessary changes within your company, issues that have been identified by the speech analytics application. Every company has challenges. Using speech analytics on a consistent basis will allow you to know what yours are so that you can fix them. This will give you an advantage. Customers want to know that you care, and this will give you the data that your company needs to show that they are listening to what customers say and responding. And better yet, it's going to do it while improving productivity and reducing operating expenses.
Great. Well, that's it for our questions. So thanks so much, Donna, for joining us today and sharing all of your insight.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Amanda Malgiri for Search CRM.